All right. Kids born with birth defects often need help. Please give to the March of Dimes. WKNR temp at 24.
Key to 13.
Pinball Wizards, done by the Who at 8 past 11 o'clock on New Year's Day with Ron Sherwood.
Steve McQueen plays Boone in William Faulkner's The Reavers. A reaver is a rascal, and Boone is the head reaver. Boone is a scoundrel, an operator, a rogue, a brawler, and a con artist. You'll love him. Steve McQueen plays Boone in The Reavers, in color, rated M, mature audience.
My turn now, showing at the Grand Circus, Fairlane, Gateway, Livonia Cinema, Radio City, Warren Cinema, and Wyandotte Annex Theaters. Snow with 1 to 3 inches expected today, a high near 30, present WKNR temp at 24.
Key to 13.
One of the great records, the year 1969, checks in 68 for the year. The Edwin Hawkins Singers with Oh, Happy Day.
Up in the morning, saving for Bressa, so that every mouth can be fed.
A fresh snowfall, first baby a Detroiter, first goal for Alex. WKNR News, this is Dick Buller reporting. The new year in the Detroit area started much like the old year ended. Weather-wise, it's snowing, and a Weather Bureau spokesman told WKNR News moments ago.
At the present time, we've got traveler's warnings in effect for the southern two-thirds of lower Michigan, and generally about 2 or 3 inches of snow accumulation is expected today over much of the southern two-thirds of the lower peninsula. With a chance of some light snow continuing at times tonight and Friday.
Traveler's warnings have been issued for the southern two-thirds of the state. A report on road conditions now from Bill Banks of the Auto Club.
All streets and freeways in the metropolitan Detroit Tri-County area are snow-covered and slippery at this time. It is snowing. Salt trucks are out. Detroit Traffic Central says no particular problems exist. And fortunately, the holiday is keeping traffic very light. The snow is spread north from Detroit all the way to Gaylord, where it is just starting to snow now, although roads are still clear there. But along I-75 from Detroit all the way to Gaylord, roads are snow-covered and slippery, although traffic is light. It's snowing south of Detroit and west of Detroit. I-96 and I-94 are snowy all the way from Detroit to Lake Michigan shorelines. This is Bill Banks returning into WKNR.
At least 6 persons have died in Michigan traffic accidents during the first few hours of the new year. 1970's first traffic victim identified as 15-year-old Karen Schultz of Livonia. She was killed in a 2-car crash in Livonia before the new year was even a half hour old. Across the nation, 79 have died in highway accidents. Thousands of persons spending the day in temporary shelters as floods continue to plague the Appalachians. At least 9 persons have drowned in the central and southern Appalachians as streams swelled from melting snow and downpours. And in California, highway crews toiled into the new year to reopen the Golden State Freeway for Rose Bowl traffic. A mudslide dumped tons of mud, rocks, trees, and power poles on the highway near its intersection with the Pasadena Freeway. It appears Detroit can claim the honor of the first baby born in 1970. At 1 second past midnight, Mrs. Lacey Robinson of Detroit delivered a baby boy at Hutzel Hospital. The nearest competitor, a baby girl born in Chicago, 5 seconds after the start of the new year. Unofficial figures show Detroit recorded 488 homicides in 1969, and since midnight, 2 murders have already been reported. An unidentified man believed to be in his early 20s fatally shot at 8233 Edsel Ford shortly before 1 a.m. A Detroit police spokesman told WKNR.
It appears that the John Doe number 1 was just leaving that address when several shots were fired. He was struck in the abdomen, was conveyed to Detroit General, where he was DOA at 1251. We have 3 men in custody on that.
Another unidentified man, this one middle-aged, shot to death following an argument over a minor traffic accident at 12th and Monterey. Police are holding a man for questioning. The Detroit Police Department has begun to use computers to prove once again the old cliche that crime does not pay. Police Commissioner Spreen explains for WKNR News how they utilize computers in fighting crime.
They're using the computer to analyze the crime by store, by time of day, by scout car area, and in other words, we're going to go into redeployment of manpower so that we have the optimum men there at the optimum time under optimum conditions. In other words, we're fighting here, we're fighting crime. We're going to be there when the criminal strikes and give them a little surprise.
As proof that the system works, Breen noted that their computer had anticipated a holdup at the Indian Village Cleaners on Livernois Wednesday, so police sent an officer to the scene on a stakeout. Just as the computer said, the stickup was attempted, the holdup man was caught. Year-end bonuses for top Chrysler Corporation employees will be skipped, apparently because of the decline in company earnings for 1969. Letters to that effect will be sent out next week. Over $25 million in bonuses paid out last year to executives and other officials who earned more than $18,000 a year. The Vietnam War entered a new decade today with a report by official U.S. sources that 40,000 Americans have been killed in the war. Vice President Agnew visited American troops northwest of Saigon today. To questions, he indicated he could not promise when all of them might pull out for home. A poll says that 6 among every 10 Americans believe the quality of American life will improve in the 70s, but have doubts about the international situation. In sports, Alex Delvecchio ended his 30-game scoring drought New Year's Eve. Third highest career scorer in National Hockey League history, notched his first goal of the season at 4:40 of the first period in the game with the Boston Bruins. Alex scored again in the second period. The Red Wings went on to win the game 5-1, but that was almost anticlimactic. The big thing was Delvecchio's score. The Pistons ended the year on a losing note, losing to the Boston Celtics 124-121. In college cage action, the University of Michigan beat Princeton 80-72. In a bowl football game last night, Houston beat favored Auburn 36-7 in the Astro Bluebonnet Bowl. Contact News Time, 11:21. WKNR weather, traveler's warnings today, 2 or 3 inches of snow, high near 30, occasional light snow tonight and tomorrow, low tonight 18. Winds east-northeast 7, humidity 91, present temperature 26. Repeating the key story at this hour, the Weather Bureau is predicting 2 to 3 inches of new snow to fall in the Detroit area. All streets and freeways in the Tri-County area are reported snow-covered and slippery. With WKNR News, Dick Fuller. With Keener Music, Ron Sherwood.
Glen Campbell, Galveston. Wonder what the weather's like there. How many people do you know that flew south for the Christmas holiday? And they should be arriving at Metro this afternoon after the third inch of snow has fallen. Teach them there's no place like home for the holidays. 11:24 with Rod Sherwood, New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you and yours from all of us. WKNR.
Keener 13.
BJ, Thomas, looking and is singing.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. It's your traveler's warning, in effect. 2 to 3 inches of snow expected, with a high today near 30, occasional light snow tonight and tomorrow. Night's low 18, 26 now. Rose fever in the air. 11:27 with Ron Sherwood. Look for Chris Ryan at 12 o'clock.
Recommend.
For St. Joseph, aspirin for children, down with fever, down with pain. All its flavors, St. Joseph, aspirin for children.
Win the victory, get well.
We won!
In a nationwide survey among children's doctors who named a particular brand, St. Joseph aspirin for children was recommended by those doctors 4-1 over any other brand.
Nature sometimes needs a small cough to break loose congestion. Yet the big, jarring cough, the kind that often comes with a cold or flu, must be suppressed. That's why St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children is gentle, balanced, never overpowering. It contains suppressin, helps control those jarring coughs, works with nature, helps your child rest and get well fast. Win the victory with St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children.
WKNR is now presenting the top 113 hits of 1969. Thank you.
Keener 13.
WKNR, America's most
important music station.
Teeter 13.
It's 11:30 in the morning. Ryan Sherwood, WKNR AM and FM Dearborn, extending Happy New Year's greetings to you and yours from the prime of Miss Jean Brody. Pretty good motion picture. Here's Oliver. Occasional light flurries through tomorrow. Low tonight, 18, 26 now as O.C. Smith gets cooking.
Well, she's a friend, she's a lover, she's a woman, she's a wife.
Tina 13.
23 in front of 12 o'clock. Ron Sherwood. Pleasure to have you on New Year's Day. Hope it's a safe one and a pleasant one. Watch your driving. Please, traveler's warnings out today. Snow blanketing the southern portion of the state. Tommy James, Sean Dells, as the countdown continues. We're at 61. The song is Sweet Cherry Wine. To the show. 19 and 12 noon with Ron Sherwood. 26 is the present WKNR Tim.
Tina 13.
I want to remind you to be sure and pick up that special year-end WKNR music guide listing all 113 of the top hits of 1969. Find it wherever records are sold. For the year 1969.
Tina 13.
Heck of a guy. Andy Kim does his thing. Why not do yours?
Hello.
Watch 103rd Street Rhythm Band and do your thing. That is 59 for the year. It is 13 before 12 noon. Chris Wine will be a little late today. Overslept. No, he was working all night, folks, but he'll be here in a little while. Each Tuesday at 2 p.m., a professional staff member of the Detroit Historical Museum will present a general museum tour free of charge. Red Wings victorious over the Boston Bruins last night, 5-1. I don't think Bobby Orr got a point, although I'm not sure on that. Alex Delvecchio scored a couple of goals, 1 and 2 for Alex this season. And let's see, who got the other ones? Unger got another one, Conley, and Carlander scored. The Pistons, less fortunate against the Boston team they lost to the Celts, 124-121. And bowl games today, the Rose Bowl, the one we're concerned with, Michigan and Southern Cal, while Texas and Notre Dame square off at the Cotton Bowl. The Orange Bowl features Penn State and Missouri, while Arkansas and Mississippi meet in the Sugar Bowl. It's 13 till 12.
The entire staff of WKNR wishes you the best for 1970.
Everybody had a favorite record for 69, and this one's mine.
For God's sakes, turn around.
Mel Tillis song. It's the first edition featuring Kenny Rogers, Ruby Don't Take Your Love in Town. 58 for the year 1969. It's 9 from 12 with Ron Sherwood.
Tina 13.
Simon and Garfunkel, 58. This one was called The Boxer, still is.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told.
Garfunkel, The Boxer. It is 57 for the year 1969. Traveler's warnings in effect for today. 2 to 3 inches of snow expected. High today near 30. Occasional light snow tonight and tomorrow. We dip to 18 this evening. 26 for now. Chris Ryan going to be a little bit late. Chris, if you're listening right now, drive it carefully. Don't want you in an accident. Could be here all day.
WKNR is now presenting the top 113 hits of 1969.
That's a lot of hits.
Peter 13.
Lines like that, you can get one more. It's a terrible thing to say. Chris, take it easy. Drive carefully. Everybody drive carefully. Snow will be falling throughout the day. Letterman hurt so bad.
I know you.
From 12 o'clock with Ron Sherwood on WKNR. Some Creedence Clearwater stuff coming up. We got a lot of it coming up. Let's kick it off with this one called Fortunate Son, 54 for the year.
Now on WKNR Dearborn, the Tom Neal Show with most music.